the dashboard still showed profits. Green numbers climbed as withdrawals froze. Messages filled the chat. Support said wait. Leaders said upgrades. People watched balances grow while their money stayed locked. Some had emptied savings. Some had borrowed. Some had convinced family to join. Weeks earlier, the pitch sounded safe. A membership, daily rewards, no trading stress, just hold and earn. The videos were calm, the presenters confident, the community global. It looked like momentum. Then the delays stacked. Tokens changed names, timelines reset, questions got buried under hype. By the time panic surfaced, the system was already choking. What followed did not come from market crashes or bad trades. According to regulators, it came from the structure itself. New money paying old promises, recruitment driving rewards, a machine that could not survive without constant growth. By the time enforcement filings landed, the number attached to the damage was staggering, about $1.7 billion. Ordinary people left holding accounts that meant nothing, and a lesson that arrived far too late. Chapter 1, The Promise. The numbers looked clean. Daily rewards ticked upward in neat rows. A balance grew without trades, charts, or volatility. Members logged in and saw progress. For many, that was enough. Hyperfund presented itself as a membership, not an investment. That distinction mattered. It was repeated in videos, slides, and calls. You were not speculating. You were joining a community that pooled crypto activity and shared steady returns. No experience required, no stress, just patience. The pitch traveled fast. Zoom rooms filled with accents from every continent. Presenters spoke calmly, confidently. They wore headsets and smiled. The language was simple. Put funds in. Let the system work. Earn daily rewards over time. Withdraw when you want. There was no talk of risk. Volatility was brushed aside. Crypto, they said, was maturing. Institutions were coming. Hyperfund claimed it had positioned itself ahead of the curve. The system, according to promoters, did not rely on guessing markets. It relied on scale and strategy. New members were called partners. The word investor was avoided. You bought a membership unit. That unit generated daily rewards. The more units you held, the more you earned. It sounded like loyalty points with a financial upside. Recruitment sat quietly in the background at first, then it moved front and center. Members were encouraged to share the opportunity. Referral bonuses stacked. Teams formed. Leaders emerged. Earnings increased faster. For those who built networks, the structure rewarded expansion, but that was framed as growth, not dependence. Promoters compared it to franchises, to word-of-mouth businesses, to early tech platforms that rewarded adoption. The marketing was polished. Videos featured animated graphics and confident narration. Slides showed projected growth curves. Testimonials filled chat windows. People posted screenshots of successful withdrawals. Those images traveled far. Early participants reported smooth experiences. Deposits were acknowledged quickly. Account balances updated daily. Withdrawals, at least at first, processed. That proof mattered more than explanations. Seeing money move quieted doubts. Hyperfund did not operate from a single country. Its reach was global by design. Presentations ran around the clock. Translations appeared quickly. Community leaders adapted the message for local audiences. In many regions, the promise of steady crypto income felt transformative. For everyday workers, the appeal was obvious. No trading knowledge required, no staring at charts. Just let the system run. For some, it looked like a way out of debt. For others, a chance to build something long-term. The program emphasized patience. Rewards were daily, but withdrawals were framed as strategic decisions. Let it compound, let it grow. Those who waited would benefit most. That message discouraged early exits and reinforced trust. Language mattered. Words like passive, stable, and long-term were repeated. Risk was rarely discussed. When it came up, it was dismissed as misunderstanding. Critics, members were told, did not understand the model. Hyperfund leaders spoke about innovation, about combining blockchain with community economics, about creating a new financial ecosystem. The specifics stayed vague, but the confidence did not. Members were encouraged to attend weekly calls. Leaders answered questions selectively. Concerns were reframed as fear. Doubt was positioned as a barrier to success. Belief was rewarded. The referral system expanded quietly, then rapidly. Bonuses were layered, matching rewards appeared. Team performance mattered. Earnings accelerated for those who recruited effectively. That dynamic pushed members to act as marketers. Families joined together. Friends invited friends, church groups shared links, WhatsApp chats filled with instructions and encouragement. Trust moved faster than caution. Hyperfund's online presence reinforced legitimacy. Professional branding, consistent messaging, a sense of order. There were dashboards, announcements, updates. It looked organized. What was missing was detail. There were no verifiable records of trading activity, no transparent accounting, no independent audits presented to members. Those gaps were rarely pressed early on. Questions were softened by momentum. When returns arrive on schedule, people stop asking how. The system appeared to work. That appearance carried weight. As membership grew, so did confidence. Leaders posted income claims, rank titles were introduced, recognition events celebrated top recruiters, success stories multiplied. The promise hardened into expectation, daily rewards became assumed. The idea that the system might fail felt distant, unlikely, unnecessary to consider. Hyperfund framed itself as different from past crypto failures. It was not a high-yield investment program, they said. It was a membership ecosystem. That distinction insulated it from skepticism, at least for a while. The global nature of the program made oversight feel abstract. There was no single office to question, no local regulator to call. The platform existed online, everywhere, and nowhere. By the time concerns began to surface, many members were deeply committed. Money was locked in. Social pressure kept people quiet. No one wanted to be the first to say something was wrong. The promise had done its job. It had created belief. It had built momentum. It had turned ordinary people into promoters. What remained unanswered was simple. Where did the money come from? That question lingered beneath the dashboards and the daily updates. It did not stop the growth. It did not slow the signups. Not yet. For now, the system kept moving, balances climbed, communities expanded, confidence held. The promise was still intact. Chapter 2, The Machine. The first cracks showed up as delays. Small at first, a withdrawal that took longer than usual, a message saying the system was processing upgrades. Members were told to be patient. Technology takes time. Most accepted that explanation. Crypto platforms updated often. Pauses were normal. Leaders reinforced the message. This was maintenance, not trouble. Then the pauses stacked. A request sat pending for days, then weeks. Support responses grew vague, timelines shifted. Members were encouraged to hold off withdrawing and let balances compound. Inside the system, rewards still appeared daily. Numbers continued to rise. That mattered. As long as dashboards showed growth, concerns stayed manageable. The compensation structure became clearer as more people joined. Rewards did not come from using a product. They came from holding memberships and building teams. Recruitment unlocked higher earning tiers. Matching bonuses rewarded depth. The emphasis moved from passive income to active building. Leaders hosted training calls. Scripts circulated. New members were taught how to present the opportunity. Language was standardized. Objections were anticipated and neutralized. Questions about revenue sources surfaced more often. Where did the daily rewards come from? How were profits generated? The answers stayed broad. Arbitrage, liquidity strategies, crypto expertise. No documentation followed. Members asking too directly were redirected. The system was proprietary, too complex to explain. Trust the process. Token changes began quietly. A unit balance shifted labels. Members were told this was an upgrade, a migration, a necessary evolution to strengthen the ecosystem. Each change reset expectations. Withdrawal windows closed and reopened. Minimum thresholds changed, rules adjusted. Every update required patience. Some members noticed a pattern. When withdrawal pressure increased, a new announcement appeared. When questions grew louder, a new incentive launched. Attention shifted forward. Critics outside the community started posting analyses. They pointed to the referral-heavy structure, to the lack of external revenue proof, to similarities with past schemes. Those voices were dismissed as haters. Leaders warned members not to engage with negativity. Doubt, they said, spread faster than facts. Belief was framed as loyalty, skepticism as betrayal. Inside private chats, anxiety grew. People compared notes. Some had received small withdrawals, others none. Explanations varied. Geography, network load, compliance checks. The absence of transparency became harder to ignore. No independent audits appeared. No verifiable trading records surfaced. All evidence remained internal. The machine depended on motion. New members brought new funds. Those funds supported the appearance of reward. Recruitment bonuses accelerated growth, but also increased obligations. As expansion slowed in some regions, pressure increased elsewhere. Leaders pushed harder, incentives sweetened. Limited time offers appeared, urgency returned. Rebranding followed. Names shifted. Tokens were renamed. The story refreshed. Members were told this was strategic, not reactive. Innovation required change. Each reset extended time. It bought space. It delayed confrontation with the core question. Withdrawals, when processed, were often partial. Limits applied. Members were encouraged to reinvest, to roll balances forward, to think long-term. Those who pressed harder were sometimes silenced, removed from chats, labeled disruptive. Unity was prioritized over clarity. The machine rewarded belief. Those who stayed quiet kept access. Those who questioned risked isolation. Some leaders privately acknowledged strain. They urged patience, assured members things would stabilize. Publicly, confidence never wavered. The system language shifted subtly, from guaranteed to expected, from stable to evolving. Each change softened accountability. Outside observers continued to warn. They highlighted how rewards tracked recruitment more closely than market conditions, how payouts depended on continuous inflow. Inside, the dashboard still glowed green. That visual held power. Numbers rising calmed nerves. As delays stretched, stories changed. Compliance reviews, security enhancements, blockchain congestion. Each explanation plausible on its own. Taken together, they formed a pattern. Movement without resolution. The machine did not crash suddenly. It strained, it slowed, it adapted. Always just enough to keep people engaged. For many, exiting felt impossible. Social pressure weighed heavy. Friends and family were involved. Leaving meant admitting a mistake. So they waited, they hoped, they shared updates and reassurances. The question grew sharper. Could the system meet its obligations without constant recruitment? That question no longer belonged to critics. It lived inside the community now. And the machine kept running, louder, slower, under strain. Chapter 3, The Collapse. The end did not arrive as a single moment. It arrived as paperwork. For months, members had waded through explanations and updates. Then the language changed, not inside the platform, but outside it. Regulators stepped in. Court filings replaced webinars. Legal descriptions replaced marketing claims. In enforcement documents, authorities laid out what they said the system actually was. Not a membership ecosystem. Not a passive crypto strategy. According to regulators, it was a pyramid scheme. Money from new participants was used to pay earlier participants. Recruitment drove rewards. There was no sustainable external revenue generating the promised returns. The filings describe scale, vast scale. Funds traced through wallets, millions moving in. Promises multiplying faster than cash. The estimated losses approached $1.7 billion. That number stunned even longtime observers. It reframed everything. What had looked like individual disappointments became a mass financial injury. The platform stopped communicating in familiar ways. Updates slowed, announcements disappeared, leaders went quiet or issued vague reassurances, access became unreliable. For many members, the realization landed slowly. Dashboards still existed, but they no longer meant anything. Numbers without exits, balances without value. Regulators described how the structure functioned. Rewards were tied to recruitment. Payouts depended on constant inflow. When growth slowed, delays increased. When withdrawals surged, rules changed. The mechanism was simple, according to enforcement claims. It only worked while new money kept arriving. The collapse exposed the imbalance. Obligations far exceeded available funds. No upgrade could fix that. No rebrand could hide it. Some members tried to withdraw whatever they could, partial amounts, anything. Most failed. Accounts remained frozen. Others searched for answers. Online forums filled with anger and confusion. People compared losses. Some had invested small sums. Others had put in life savings. Stories surfaced. Retirements delayed. Homes sold. Relationships strained. The emotional damage followed the financial. Families argued over who invited whom. Friends stopped speaking. Trust eroded in ways that extended beyond money. The enforcement actions clarified one thing. The promises were never realistic. Daily returns without risk do not exist at that scale. Not in crypto. Not anywhere. Regulators detailed how legitimacy was projected. Professional branding, community language, controlled messaging. Those elements created confidence without accountability. The filings separated allegations from conclusions. What regulators asserted was backed by transaction analysis, compensation structures, and documented representations. The picture was consistent. For victims, the legal process offered validation but little immediate relief. Recovering funds in such cases is difficult. Money moves fast. Jurisdictions complicate enforcement. Assets disappear. Some hoped restitution would follow. Others accepted that losses were permanent. The collapse sent ripples through the broader crypto community. Skepticism sharpened. Regulators pointed to the case as a warning. Another example of how hype and complexity can mask basic fraud. The language of innovation had been used as cover. Blockchain terms created distance. Few members fully understood how funds were supposed to move. That confusion was not accidental. The aftermath left questions about accountability, who benefited most, who knew what and when. Those answers unfolded slowly through legal channels. For everyday participants, the outcome was simpler. The income never existed. The system did not fail due to markets. It failed because of design. The lesson landed hard. Referral-driven promises without transparency carry inherent risk. When rewards depend more on recruitment than activity, collapse is inevitable. Some former members spoke publicly. Others stayed silent, ashamed. Victims rarely look like victims while a scheme is running. Confidence hides damage. The final cost went beyond dollars. It included trust in technology, trust in community, trust in opportunity. Regulators closed their filings with warnings, not about crypto itself, but about structures that promise certainty in uncertain systems. The Hyperfund dream ended not with a crash, but with clarity. Documents replaced dashboards, reality replaced belief. For those left behind, the numbers stopped moving. The pressure lifted, replaced by something heavier, understanding.